The situation in Syria is growing even more violent. Activists inside the country say at least 60 people died yesterday, some in what appeared to be a sectarian attack. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet again today to discuss its response to Syria. And we have more this morning from NPR's Kelly McEvers in Beirut.
One of the most shocking attacks was in the central Syrian city of Homs, where fierce anti-government protests have given way to clashes between pro- and anti-government forces. A family of 14, including 8 children, was found dead in their home. A video provided by activists shows the children were shot in the head. Activists say the killers were pro-government thugs. These are usually from the minority Alawite sect. The United Nations estimates some 6,000 people have died since the anti-government uprising began in March. The UN Security Council will meet to consider a new draft resolution on Syria later today. Russia has so far threatened to veto a resolution on Syria, but Arab and Western officials say they've written the new draft in a way that might be acceptable to Russia. That resolution would blame the Syrian regime for the current crisis and call for a negotiated process for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to abdicate power. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.